Latest from StGeorgeNews.com. I'm Carl Lamar.
If you only knew how much money has been spent to brainwash you, you would actually feel really special. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The same people who own the labels own the prisons.
Literally the same people?
Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. Literally the same people who own the labels own private prisons. The records that come out are really geared to push people towards that prison industry.
But they didn't make you write those lyrics.
It's not about making somebody write the lyrics. It's about being there as guardrails to make sure certain songs make it through and certain songs don't. Some records are made by committee, meaning record company guys sit around and tell the artists, this is hot, say that, do this. We're gonna have this guy write the lyrics. We're gonna have that. You have, you know, the record company pushing the narrative. You know, some social engineering going on here to make sure those prisons stay full.
Well, that was certainly eye-opening from Ice Cube. You know, it's really not the topic for the hour, but I wanted to play it because I forgot that I had it. If I don't play it, I'll forget. But it was so interesting the way he said it works because of the committees involved. Because there's committees that come in and they say, well, this lyric sounds better, and this is popping, and this is good, and you do this, and this song makes it, and that song doesn't, and this artist gets the limelight, and that one doesn't. I mean, it's all done by committees coming from the people that run the world. Very interesting.
I call them the manipulators.
That's so true. That's so true. How are you today?
I'm okay. I got nailed with a very serious question, though.
What?
I've always been against paying off these student loans for these people.
Uh-huh.
But somebody asked a very important question.
Okay.
Do we pay off their student loans before or after they shout death to America?
You're so bad. Good question.
Yeah.
Before or after?
Yeah, needs to be answered.
Oh, such a great question. Oh my gosh. So much to talk about. And I'm going to talk about a Utah subject for just a moment because it's really going to highlight the country. Now, I know I say that a lot because it's the truth. My local area is kind of a model for a lot of different cities that are going in the gutter.
Yep.
Courtesy of their politicians, nasty politicians, greedy politicians. And then you have the states. Now, all the states are pretty much owned by their governors, and their governors are deep state con artists. And so you're going to, in a conservative state like mine, if you live in a conservative state, They're going to talk the talk. Oh, they're conservative. Oh, they're there for you. They love America. But then you have to look at everything they do. Well, we have a very woke governor. In fact, so woke that Breitbart and Tucker Carlson did stories on him, and they were, wow. They were just, wow, huge. Called him the bald Gavin Newsom, called him, you know, the Gavin Newsom is the governor of California, called him the junior version of Gavin. And he's so horrid. And I really want to emphasize this. We had a convention over the weekend and it surprised me. And I want to tell you why, because I think it surprised you too. So, right?
Yeah.
Did it surprise you? Okay. So the delegates were all there and they were to vote on the Republican nomination.
Right.
He got up and he was so fiercely booed that he put away his speech and started on a rant. And he was basically undermining and telling everybody off. Here he's supposed to be the Republican governor. His own party of delegates hate him so much. They wouldn't even, they had a guy going up and down the aisles trying to give swag away, free stuff, truffles and beef jerky and, oh, vote for the governor and, oh, he's amazing for his next run. No one would even take the swag.
Right.
It was that bad. Like, they did not want anything to do with this total joke liberal, okay? He's a closeted liberal, okay? So let me, can I just play this just little piece for you? Because you can hear the booing in the background. And I'm serious. It was almost the entire crowd. Here we go. Well, whoop.
Or maybe it's something much more simple. Maybe you just hate that I don't hate enough.
What?
Is that you are architects, not arsonists. You love our state. You care about your neighbors.
No, we just hate him.
We disagree passionately, but treat each other with respect. That is the true spirit.
Yeah, right? So
I know, and that I love, and I am proud to be your governor. I love this state. I love all of you. And
they were booing.
In November.
Whoa. They were booing. So he, after this, he runs off the stage. He bypasses media, gets to his car. I mean, and then I heard he had a total meltdown over the fact that he was booed so fiercely. He and Mitt Romney in my state, just so you know, not liked at all. Everybody hates him. Okay. So they're constantly booed wherever they go. So the only people that like him are the bought and paid for politicians in my state that are getting something from him and have been told that they better align with him and get on board with him. So you can always point out the bought and paid for politicians who back this very closeted liberal. So it's amazing to me that this happened, because were you surprised by this?
Well, I was surprised.
I was so glad.
At how out it was.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
I know a lot of people do not like him. There's no question about that. But to be that out about it at the convention,
it was amazing.
It was.
Okay. So he did not win the nomination, as you could probably guess. He only got 32% of the vote of his own party.
Yeah.
His own party. Let that resonate. So who got the nom? Was Phil Lyman, who's running for governor, and his lieutenant governor that he announced, Lane Bangeter. I know both of them, okay? They're good men. And they won almost 70%, okay? That is so amazing. It is so amazing that they won the nomination, because you had to get over a certain percentage to win, or it'd go into a runoff.
Sure.
Now, in our state, because this has happened before in our history, we got Mike Lee in and took another person out. They did this thing where SB 56. They wrote a bill and they said, okay, you can gather signatures if you think you might not get the nom. Okay. And that will still put you on the ballot. So he's going to be on the ballot. So then he was telling everybody in the speech, well, so-and-so got booed and they got in, and so-and-so got booed and they got in. What he's trying to do is set up a plausible reason for future fraud that might be conducted in his favor. So he's saying, so-and-so got booed, they got in. Okay, the state hates this guy, okay? And he is a pronoun-seeking, hi, I'm he, I'm him, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, just caters. He actually made it so porn could be in our schools for 2 years. He crafted stuff that made it possible. I mean, just insidious stuff. So it was amazing that he did not get the nom of his own party, and here he's trying to run for the Republican Party. But it did surprise me, I have to say, that many delegates were awake. I was surprised. And I think the infiltration of the delusion party registering as Republican to fake that, to get into this convention, was 32% that voted for Spencer Cox. I really do. I think that you have a lot of fakery going on. So everybody needs to look at the number of voters right now and then see how it changes until the primary, because we can probably catch some voter fraud going on too.
Well, we hope so. The issue for me is that the media today, the corrupt media, is saying the delegates didn't know what they were doing. And when it gets to the election, we'll see the truth. So The delegates represent mm-hmm. their precincts, the mm-hmm. people in their precincts. I've been a delegate.
Yeah.
I know how it
right.
works.
Right.
It's not that they didn't know. The people in their precinct told them how yes. to vote.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So even a state senator of mine locally stood on the stage with him trying to promote him. And this guy's Pharmabot, okay? His last name is Vickers. If you don't live in my state, you probably wouldn't know who he was. He's schmucky. But anyway, it was so interesting to see these people, politicians only, glob onto him and try to tell you he's a conservative. So if you have this going on in your state right now, oh, the booing was beautiful. The booing was is beautiful. Now, the story for our local news, okay, the big news broadcast is called KSL out in Utah. And they should have said, oh, my gosh, he got booed, but look who won the nomination. You would think. You would think, and wow, this is so, this is great. Look how many of the delegates did not want our governor to go again, okay? No, it was pure propaganda. In fact, it was so crazy that I have to just point this out to you because this was, they actually promoted him as telling off the Republicans. So they did a story about him saying, I love you guys. Maybe you hate, you know, this, hate that. And maybe I don't hate enough. Telling people they're haters. No. They only hate him. But he did it on the hating thing because of the fact that he and the governor from Colorado are besties, the very liberal governor, because my governor is a closet liberal. And they did that whole disagree better. And they've been on all the talk shows saying government has to teach you how to behave. Government has to teach you how to censor people. Government has to teach you how to be nice to each other and never quarrel, because what they do is they want you to accept the narratives coming and right now, and they don't want you to argue them. So it was very communistic. They want you to have one thought. Oh my gosh, the news comes out with that statement. Maybe you don't hate enough. Hating on Republicans in a conservative state. They don't tell the actual story. This is how slimy they are. And everywhere, news, local news, you name it, we're all kind of painting the picture that he did the right thing by getting booed. It was very strange, I have to say. Very odd. So if you have this going on in your state, whew.
And the media, one of the mainstream newspapers in our state, said they did a poll and that Cox was winning 50% to 3% when at the convention it was 70 to 30 the other way.
Oh, the liars. Why can't liars' pants actually catch on fire? Please. Oh, it's so weird. So I wanted to share that with you because it gave me a little hope, to tell you the truth. It gave me hope that people will see through the slime. And that was nice.
If you got a problem, I don't care what it is.
Hey, everybody, you've heard me talk about donewithdebt.com. Maybe you haven't racked up credit card bills, but maybe you know somebody that has. Please give them this information because these guys actually are the real deal. Donewithdebt.com. Okay? Donewithdebt.com. And then tell them to choose my name because our sponsors help us stay on the air. And they can choose Kate Daly in the drop down menu. When they are at the site, there's a couple of things to fill out. They keep that private, but they surely are helping people. I'm getting emails from you guys, and my favorite emails about working with these guys are, oh my gosh, they really are that good, okay? So people, take this hint. If you want to have them negotiate your rates down, they're phenomenal at it. And get out of credit card debt, they're phenomenal at it. Please give them a chance. They can really step in and help you before it gets too bad, okay? We have taken out so much money in debt that we have to be so careful right now to not push ourselves into maybe a coming bankruptcy or something like that. So Done With Debt, out of all the companies out there, these are the guys that I really, really like. These are the guys that I stand by. Donewithdebt.com. You will love them. And give their name to somebody that you know that's in trouble, okay?
This is the Kate Daly Show.
Huh. There's a tornado. In my city. In the basement. That thing pretty.
Interesting lyric. We're going to be talking about that. I'm going to talk about tornadoes. Tornadoes hitting everywhere. Also, I just wanted to mention, I don't know if you saw the headlines. I'm sure you did by now, that the first bank failure of 2024 won't be the last. This happened just barely, actually. And this was in the Wall Street Journal. They had it everywhere. And it was all about... the fact that we're on shaky ground. Regulators are set to seize the troubled Philadelphia bank, Republic First Bancorp, and are near a deal to sell it to another lender because, you know, more central banking. And the fourth high-profile bank failure since last spring, you're going to see them go by the wayside for more centralized co-option of only a few banks so they can orchestrate the coming in of digital currency to wipe out cash. Not just digital currency, we have that really, but to wipe out cash. Mm-hmm. Please text Birch Gold 989898. Text my name Kate, okay? K-A-T-E. That's the phone number, is 989898. Get some good information on this, okay? It's free, totally free. And I'm really encouraging you right now to do it, please. Should we take a phone call real quick?
Sure.
Hi caller, welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yeah. Hi, Kate. I wanted to talk to you about two things, if I may.
Okay. Better
I
hurry.
A couple of weeks ago, you did a show on furries.
Yes. Yes.
Now, my sister is a teacher in Idaho.
Uh-huh.
And she says that if somebody comes into class acting like a furry, she says you can dress up like one, but the minute you act like an animal, I've got the litter box right here, and you're not going to eat lunch in the cafeteria. They shape right up, and they don't dress as a furry. I don't know. Can they get away with that in Utah? Can a teacher get away with that
yes.
in Utah?
Yeah, the teachers are silent. Mm-hmm. They can actually spray stuff in people's eyes. They can do all kinds of things because they're a kitty cat, and nobody can say anything, and the students aren't allowed to defend themselves. In my state.
So perhaps in Idaho, maybe they're more lenient. Apparently, this according to the other sister, they come down pretty hard. I want to talk to you, though, about Spencer Cox being booed. Remember, he's the one that, like you said, uses gender pronouns. But he's the one that got on, what is it, Jason Preston? For asking about smart cities and
Yelling that in fact, this is a super...
why he got booed.
Oh, I know. Thank you for that. It's a short segment. So I just want to get there quickly. He denied smart cities, but then spoke at a smart city luncheon. Okay. So anyway, I know. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. No. So it's insidious. And he was right to get booed. And I do think the 32% that voted for him, I think there was a lot of infiltration of the delusional party, the lefty loony, capturing Republican vote, painting themselves as a Republican so they could vote as delegates. Yes.
I would like to know where those 32% of the delegates were from.
Me too. And what was their history in voting?
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden they became conservative. Okay. I'm with you on that. There's a couple of things we got to hit, but Dr. Pesto won't be joining us today. We have Suzanne Sherman, attorney, talking about what's in the TikTok bill. Because remember how we said it was a Trojan horse for censorship? You're going to find out how it's a Trojan horse for censorship. She's an attorney, and she's going to bring you through the legalese and tell you what's at stake here and why so many conservatives have jumped on this bandwagon of being against TikTok. They're not against Facebook or Instagram or X, but they're against TikTok. Why single that one out? They're all the same. They're all the same. There's not much difference between Instagram and TikTok. So you're going to find out why in the next hour, special hour. By the way, also Alan Dershowitz coming to the show on Friday. So if you have any questions for Alan Dershowitz, please email me, Kate, at katedallyradio.com. Kate at katedallyradio.com. I'd love to get that. Tulsi Gabbard coming next week. That will be an interesting interview, too.
Yep.
She's actually a Democrat. Isn't she Hawaii?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's a Democrat, and but she sounds more like a conservative when it comes to war. Well, not conservative when it comes to war, but you get the idea. She's kind of against what's going on in foreign entanglements. So we'll talk to her, and you can ask her questions, but email me your questions, Kate at katedallyradio.com. Yeah.
She's a Democrat, but she's not a progressive.
Yeah. And so still a lot of learning to do about government. But at the same time, it's nice to hear people in that squad speaking out. Sure. So that's nice. We'll be right back. I want to talk tornadoes. Be right back. Is there a patent? Oh, you bet. You bet there is. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Okay. Thanks, you guys.
Drums keep pounding a rhythm to the brain.
Hey, everybody, just a quick note about gold prices. I just wanted everyone to realize that April 5th, it was gold at $2,305 record day before compared to $2,271. Gold is going up, and as we had our guest on from Birch Gold describing last, it's not actually kept up with the inflation amount, so it should be probably around $5,000 an ounce, but it's not. This is the time. Get in before it achieves that. You're going to want to make sure that you have gold and silver on hand. Silver's up today. Just make sure and get in and get to Birch Gold. Birch Gold is who I trust. So I'm telling you, this is who I trust. Get your gold and silver from them. Highly trusted Ron Paul, Steve Bannon, even Donald Trump Jr. go to Birch Gold and are very outspoken about that. I mean, they have the 5-star ratings and been over 20 years in the marketplace. They're also very red-pilled. So this would be an excellent time before it really goes up. It's only going to go up. That's the prediction. If gold is now in a bull market, what is everyone going to pretend bear levels are, right? And we have to really look at the solid data. Protect yourself against inflation, against deflation, against economic uncertainty right now. Just at least text that number and get the information, 989898, and text my name, Kate, as the message. Thanks, you guys.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
All right. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. So happy to have you, of course, listening in. Lot to cover always. Boy, where do we start? And I also wanted to mention something. You know, I have been talking about donewithdebt.com because they're really helping people get out of credit card debt, lower their rates, because they're jacking up the credit card rates because we're going into so much credit card debt. They're finding any reason they can to jack up the rates. So donewithdebt.com is this fantastic. These are fantastic guys that will actually do the work for you. They are truly the real deal. They'll really help you. And we have been getting emails from you saying, oh my gosh, they really are. We trusted you. These guys are the real deal. They're incredible. They're helping me. And the reason I'm saying this may not be your issue. Maybe you didn't go into a bunch of credit card debt, okay? But maybe you know some kids that did. Maybe you know some younger people that did. Maybe you know someone else that did. Please tell them to go to donewithdebt.com. And when you click on who sent you, Kate Daly, and get some help, because you're probably watching this as we have a whole citizenry that is getting into more debt. Maybe it's not you, but you can help them with this information because they might be looking for something like this, but you don't know. So tell them donewithdebt.com. And also, our sponsors keep us on the air. And they are amazing, and I handpick them for a reason, because they believe in free speech and because they do a great job. Donewithdebt.com, and they're amazing. I'm telling you this. They're amazing at what they do. Give them a shot. Give them a chance to do that for you, okay? You can get a free consultation. It's just nice. Donewithdebt.com, okay? If you're looking for the real deal. So let's talk, shall we, tornadoes. it's amazing. There's some really fascinating, talk about the patent. What year was it?
2003.
There was a patent for a tornado, and I am telling you that everybody needs to know this, okay? Everyone needs to know this. So this is a United States patent publication. I put it up on the Facebook page for Kate Daly Show, so you can go see it for yourself, because I love the ding-a-lings that always go, "You conspiracy theorist," and then they walk away going, "You don't have any proof." Yeah, I do. I'm showing you a patent. What else do you need? This is so damning. May 8th, 2003. The patent is under Waxmansky, this guy in Florida that passed away. And the method for affecting the formation and direction of low atmospheric weather system. Audio generators are positioned to project sound waves. Okay? Sound waves. Toward a peripheral area of a weather system. The sound waves are generated at a frequency to affect the formation of the weather system in a manner to disrupt, enhance, or direct the formation. I'm sorry, isn't that manipulation? Yes, it is. The sound waves can also be projected in a manner to cause the system to produce rain.
Sound waves create pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's mm-hmm. how this works. It yeah. creates pressure mm-hmm. that manipulates the weather.
Yeah. So a schematic view of sound waves directed to create, let me say that again, create a hurricane or tornado according to the present invention. Okay. And then it goes in to say, since hurricanes and tornadoes contain large amounts of moisture, it may be desirable to direct these systems in areas in need of rain before disruption. See, here's the nice altruistic reason we're doing this. Okay. But then it goes on to say in section 33, under certain conditions, a nation, any nation. I wonder if it's our nation. A nation might find it advantageous to create a tornado or hurricane. For example, a creation of a strong storm system could deter an enemy attack. I'm sorry, when are we being attacked by enemies? When is that going on? Okay. Positioned to project sound waves concurrent with rotational direction of winds to reinforce the rotating vector of weather system. You know those globes going up, the white globey things that look really strange like pods, and they're saying that they are detecting weather? Are they actually creating weather? Just a question.
You know,
what was your observation about 2004?
Well, there's a couple of things, but mm-hmm. you know, today on the media, of course, they announced there's been 187 tornadoes in the last few days. And it's a serious issue, and they kind of relate it to climate change, of course. Mm-hmm. But here's the reality. On average in the United States each year, mm-hmm. there's 1,200 yeah. hurricanes or mm-hmm. the tornadoes. 1,200. Hmm. The most in a single year was in 2004. Hmm. There was 1,817 confirmed tornadoes in the United States.
Okay.
The year this patent was approved.
Wow.
Isn't that
I love
amazing?
Coincidences, and I'm not even a coincidence theorist. That's amazing.
Yeah. May of 2014... Hmm. There was 402 serious tornadoes.
Hmm.
And they're making it out like the 187 right now is a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything else. Let's yeah. ignore the history.
Right. But isn't it interesting that tornado season typically in Nebraska, Iowa, and that is June and July. But we're in April. We're still in April. I know April is, it's a really weird long month this month, but we're still in April. It's just strange that we're getting pelted by weird weather over and over and over again, and it's damaging the wheat crops specifically, says my farmers. It's really damaging crops, and we're going to get jacked up prices again. We're going to get even more so than they already are. I know you guys can't afford to live now. Just wait till next fall. Yeah. They're hurting the seasons.
Well, springtime is a great time
planting
to
seasons.
Damage crops.
Yeah.
When they're starting to grow.
You guys, this isn't good. And there was a lot of news about this over the weekend. And I just wanted to share this with you because I'm sick and tired of total ding-a-ling asses calling me a conspiracy theorist when you have patent proof. What more proof do you need? I don't know how to state it like any more than this. They can say there's no harp, yet, my gosh, that's all this patent talks about. It even talks about the British owning a cyclone patent to create a cyclone. Go read the fine print. I popped it up there for a reason. I want you to read the fine print because the fine print says, and there's this patent and it's going off this patent. And there's so many patents for weather modification. You guys realize that this started in the low 1900s when down in San Diego, they wanted to create rain. They paid a guy, I think his name was Charles. They were going to pay a guy 10 grand. In the very low 1900s to come up with rain. And he did, and they didn't pay him, hijacking the systems. But I think a lot of this came actually from Tesla. I think Tesla, Nikola Tesla, put a lot of this out there, but then they hid everything when they murdered him and took all of his stuff. So all of his inventions. But it's amazing to me that we're still in a series of we're getting sprayed and they can create weather and they're going to do so more and more and more coming up this decade. And then people go, that's a conspiracy. Aren't you sick of that?
I am.
They're spraying with us with stuff.
And there's another aspect that people don't often think about. They could also force populations to move based on this. Let's make the weather really bad, you know, in this area. Well, so people will have to leave.
Well, do you want to know I think really what they're getting to is we won't insure you. We won't insure you. You live in these where we're manipulating these zones. Won't insure you. Then what happens? You could buy the home, but you can't insure it. You can buy cars, but you can't insure them against catastrophic weather that's coming, manipulation style. It doesn't go away until a majority of the populace starts calling them on it. All right, 20 seconds or 10 seconds. Go for it. No, 20 seconds.
Okay.
Go for it.
First of all, they can't relate this increase, if there is an increase, to climate change when climate change doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. This is kind of anecdotal. They're talking about the United States. The global warming is supposedly around the world. The world, the scientists, the real scientists, said tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods over the last several decades are lower.
Lower. Yes. You guys, thank you. Be right back.
This is the Kate Daly Show.
There's a tornado.
That's her new song, but yeah, that lyric just gets me every time. I'm just talking about it as if it's just, you know, part of the drill. So welcome back. That's Texas Hold'em. Welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty here. We've got a caller on, and I just, if we could just realize how many patents, and this isn't, the one we're talking about isn't the only one. There's so much of this for so long that I don't know how people are in denial anymore. John Brennan, that horrid guy, that horrid commie of the CIA, director of the CIA, bragged about it. I have it on clips, bragging. And I think, you know, that remote viewer that we had, I'm kind of interested that he said it's all weather. This whole decade is just like all this stuff that they'll throw their hands up and say, this is climate change and we didn't do this. This is just natural stuff causing all of this upheaval and no food supply and da 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 da. It's going to be, you know, very interesting on the weather. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. Mike.
Hi, Mike. What's on your mind?
Okay. Three quick points on the weather. Yes, it's still up on CNN's website where when they were having the Beijing Olympics, it's talking about the Chinese manipulated the weather to where it'd be clear sunny skies during the Olympics in Beijing.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's on CNN. Look, you just Google search it.
Oh,
and then
my gosh.
Second, you've had a guest, Jim Lee, Weather Modification History.
Yeah.
You can go to that website, and it is so well documented through history, how they've manipulated the weather.
Yes.
Last thing, Florida, that's exactly what's going on, is what Milty had mentioned, is how they are, and you both of you were talking about this, is how they're manipulating the weather, and their property insurance is going through the roof, almost to the point where people are just dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last thing I would throw, I out there is I just saw where the predictions for hurricanes this year is one of the busiest years ever. I think they're predicting 33 named hurricanes this year.
Amazing.
So that's not all Florida, but just.
Can we get Hurricane Joe Biden? Would love it. Can we start naming them after the cabal? Can we, please? Oh, my gosh. I just.
Yep.
That's the suggestion I would make. Thank you so much for the call. Very informative. Thank you. Love it. You guys, it's. I hope for us that we start calling the truth out and that we really start understanding for ourselves what we're really up against, the truth of these matters, and don't be afraid to put it up, because there'll always be some dingling that can't read or doesn't invest themselves at all in politics, just come off with the one-off, that's a conspiracy statement, and walk away, to try to walk away. And you know better, I know better, you're showing proof, and they'll still say that, but it doesn't matter. Keep saying it. Yep. Keep saying the truth, please, because you have the proof on your side. And that's, I think, the most important part of this, is that you've got the proof. So we're just going to see more of it. More of it and more of it and more of it. And they're going to try to blame it on climate change, because it's a really great way to get that hill that they die on, they want to die on, to show and rear its ugly head. But the insurance thing's interesting, because it's going to look like, right, Uncle Milty, the natural conclusion. Oh, well, the insurance company will lose money if they do my home. So they're going to pull back so there was a huge article in Wall Street Journal that said it's becoming completely hard for a homeowner to exist. They're getting gouged with insurance, with hiked mortgages, with all the rest. It's so impossible to own a home now. And they have this couple looking very downtrodden on the cover of Wall Street Journal, so they can talk people out of home ownership.
No, there was a report this morning on the news that said the current young generation will never own a home.
So sad to me. It's so sad to me, because now they're saying it's good to want tiny. It's good to want small. And then also, they won't even be able to do tiny homes. I mean, you can't insure things if the insurance company won't insure them. So you're going to be up against it, right? But like we've said, Dr. David Martin brought this to light. Insurance companies rule so many things that we don't understand. They're so into the deep state, into the cabal, and they have been ever present for 130 years, really. So 150 years.
Yep.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, there was an article also this weekend about a company that's building tiny homes for $60,000 a piece.
Mm-hmm.
And it said they're trying to lower the cost of a home. And I said, sounds to me like they're trying to lower the size of a home, not the cost. I mean, if you lower the size, it's going to reduce the cost.
Yeah.
But what they're really trying to do is make people comfortable living in a 250 square foot room.
Reminds me a lot of Europe. That's what they live in. Yeah. Interesting. It's what the Chinese live in. That's interesting, too. Don't live the dream. Don't build yourself up to be anything. Just accept small and tiny, like China, and expect to be ruled over, and expect to be censored, as we're going to be talking with Suzanne Sherman, attorney, on the TikTok bill. Just expect all these things. Do you want to know what the main headline is right now? Hunter sues Fox. A, who cares? I could care less what happens to Hunter. He'll be his own worst enemy. I could care less. And Fox is part of the cabal. Do you actually think that anything's going to come from that complete fake trial? Who cares about Hunter? We have so many other problems.
I'm going to tell you how little I care about Hunter. When you said that, I thought you were talking about a hunter that was suing a fox. He was hunting. Didn't even occur to me you were talking about Hunter Biden.
Oh, my gosh. That's the best. Oh, and who cares? They fill our heads with crap. And then I saw a meme that says, I can't talk to you because you believe the TV. And as long as you believe the TV, nothing I say will make sense to you, because you're that brainwashed. If we're going back to the first clip that got us into this hour, you are brainwashed, and they spent a lot of money doing it. So today, Hunter sues Fox. That's your main headline? filling your head with garbage. But I loved the meme about, if you watch TV, I'm going to have a tough time having a conversation with you. Isn't it the truth, though? Because they believe hook, line, and sinker. Whatever the box tells them.
Yep.
Oh, man, we're in trouble. But I do have to say, it gave me an inch of hope. And I don't get hope very often, but it gave me an inch of hope when I saw my state react to the insidious governor that we have. And how he got on stage and tried to manipulate the audience. Oh, he's good, good manipulator, let me tell you. He's got it down, manipulation 101. But it was so nice to see him booed the entire speech. Booed off the stage. Nothing made me happier. And I hope that you get this in your state too, because they're all bought, honey. All the governors at this point. Sorry, and it's only gonna be the people. The people are the answer. The people have to start publicly recognizing this and publicly going after this. We're gonna have to.
Yep.
We shall be right back, Uncle Milty and I, with the great Suzanne Sherman, attorney, talking about the TikTok bill, what you don't know that's in it. It's sick, it's evil. Be right back.